All right, now the Rand started 2019 as the best performing currency against the dollar. That's according to the Business Day. It's now, down 2.9%, almost 3% against the dollar. Listen, look no further than Eskom for how that has happened, particularly, of course, following the latest round of load shedding. Your money is now worth less than what it was. It is an election year, and predictably, yesterday's budget speech was politically expedient. Didi Mboweni is expecting to now have tough conversations with ratings agencies. Now, they aren't voters, so they won't be as easily fooled. For example, 69 billion rand set aside for the next 3 years. There are those who say it could balloon to up to 450 billion rand in the next 10 years. Is Eskom, for example, the millstone around our neck? We're joined now by the Director General of National Treasury, Dondo Mokgatjane, on the line from Cape Town. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, good man, Borane. Thank you for having me on the show.
Listen, one of the urgent things that you are all going to need to address is what happens with the ratings agencies. Moody's might yet wield the axe. What might happen there?
No, let's not look at it like that, Bongani, and say they might wield the axe. We obviously engaged with them as tradition yesterday with S&P. We are actually in the next few minutes we'll be talking to Fitch. Now, what basically they were doing, they were just asking questions, they were understanding questions, and they were saying essentially that, you know, we were basically asking, and then normally what happens is they will either send us a note in terms of their own view, or when they come in March, we'll engage further. So we are looking forward to 4 p.m. today, just in further engagements with them, and then also the discussion that will happen in March. But when we have to believe our own story, that it's strong, solid, is based on some true thinking as to what exactly is affecting us and how best we can address the challenges at hand.
The difficulty with believing our own story is, firstly, we need to know what our own story might be. I mean, I called it a politically expedient budget. There's a lot of double speak in it. We say, for example, there'll be no privatization of, say, Eskom, but at the same time, the minister tells us we need equity partners. So what does that mean?
Look, it's important. You know, think about the generation space in Eskom, for instance. If this Eskom has to be divided into three units. In the generation space, you already have independent power producers. These are private sector players who are playing in the generation space. When you look at distribution already, when you look at municipalities and Eskom and who they contract and to actually sell electricity on their behalf, already you've got private players, albeit small, but you've got private players. I think it must be clear that private sector participation or strategic equity partnership is not essentially privatization. And I think the president has made it clear to COSATU and has made it clear to the State of the Nation that we are not going to privatize. But what we are going to do, we are going to, where strategically necessary, we have to bring in private sector players.
All right, let me talk about another issue also involving Eskom. We're told this isn't a bailout, the 69 billion rand over the next 3 years. So the question is, what is it? Is it a loan? Is it a donation? Is it an overdraft? What is it?
Look, I think what is important to recognize is that we want Eskom to be... Eskom is systemically important. I mean, it's too big to fail. We cannot let it fail. Where we need to support it. And I think what we did, we gave Eskom some money. We said to Eskom, it's critical that you are able to service your debt and repay your capital, you know, for capital repayment. That's what we said when you engaged with them. Now, we cannot look the other way. We said, for instance, we'll put in a chief reconfiguration officer. In some cases, the chief restructuring officer, but...
So let me just pop in there. Sorry to interrupt you, DG.
On the ground.
DG, let me interrupt you, and let's talk about that restructuring officer. What does that mean about confidence in the board and the people that the minister, or at least this government, has tried to bring in to help rescue Eskom? Does that mean you have little faith in that board?
We have made it clear, and ministers also made it clear in our conversations with Eskom also, that we have confidence in the Eskom management, you've got confidence in the board of Eskom. But it must be seen as a contributory and a supplementary supportive role that I think government is putting here. It's normal. There's an example that is normally given, that when some banks, and I won't mention names here, but some banks, when they have to enter into engagements with some companies and it's big money that they're involved, these companies will say, these banks will say, we want to have our own person to look after our money, ensure that the money that we're lending to you, not only just donating or giving or granting, that we're lending to you is a good place, that you'll be able to repay, you'll be able to come back on track. It's new
in the property sure. sector. The difference here is that these are your own people. These are your own people. I mean, Jabu Mabuza and that board, these are your own people. So that's the difference here, surely?
No. It is. That's what I'm saying. Let's look at it and say it's more partnership. It's more enhancing what needs to be
But they
done.
Need supervision?
It's not about lack of vision. They have the vision. And the, by the way, there's also the task team. You wouldn't say, but, oh, why the task team when you have a board? Why can't the task team do its own thing? Every effort is critical and necessary, Bongani, and it should be understood like that, that we have to put all hands on deck, you, myself, everyone, including whoever is going to come on board to say, but guys, how best do we put this critically important entity back on track? It's unsustainable for us to just look the other way when Eskom is really going down. But I think the action and the approach that we used yesterday is quite in the right direction. I think we need to rally behind it and support it and see, and let's test the waters and see if this risk, and by the way, it's not only for Eskom. We are saying every state-owned company that's going to get support from us will have to, unfortunately, they'll have to go through that rigorous process of having a chief reconfiguration officer to assist. It could be any entity that in future will be given. And I think that's what the minister made clear yesterday.
Listen, this thing of we're living on credit, we're spending, what, R1 billion every day on servicing our debt. The budget deficit is growing. Revenue shortfalls continue. We've got a thin tax base. I mean, here's a stat that was mentioned yesterday. 60% of GDP as the stabilization of debt. It was at 30%, for example, when Jacob Zuma took office. Are we going to wake up in years to come, 5 years, 10 years from now, and find it at 70%? It just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and the alarm bells don't seem to be ringing.
They are ringing. And also, let me explain the context of why from 28% in the early days to around 60% now. You must realize that the global financial crisis really had a huge impact in terms of our fiscal position. Growth did not come through in the way that we wanted it. We kept our expenditure high. In the years of plenty, we actually expanded public services. We expanded child support grant and many other public services. There's also a factor, Bongani, you speak about this all the time. Don't underestimate the challenges that we had around, and some of these things are coming through from the State Capture Commission. Some of these challenges are actually evident in terms of how Eskom was managed. We also have, because of the performance of the economy, tax revenues declined. Challenges in the tax administration entity also suggest that clearly revenue is not what it should be. But we had to keep our expenditure high. We've been cutting for the last few years because that shows kind of responsibility. If we did not have Eskom supporting Eskom, we would be actually achieving the targets that we said we would do in terms of our debt to GDP. But that debt to GDP was going to go down to around 57-58% if Eskom was not supported in the way that you're supporting it now.
I love how you're sticking to the script, Brah Speedy Dondo. Mukhaja Neveh, the Director General of National Treasury. Thank you very much for that. He's sticking to the script. Not a bailout, he says, but support for Eskom. Are you convinced? That's the real question. Did the budget speech miss any tricks for you? How is it that these figures keep growing and growing and growing? He says the alarm bells are sounding, but really are they? I mean, it's just getting tougher and tougher. And I'll keep reading that stat, the way it was phrased by the Citizen this morning, that every day we're now going to be spending R1 billion in interest alone. That's 11,500 rand a second. Every minute, every hour, every day.